Hi, this is Pat Fraley, purveyor of Duck, Doug, and Villain voices. And you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
GeekCast Radio. This is the 343rd episode of the show. I'm, of course, one of your hosts, TFG and Mike, and joining me for the first time in what seems like 10 years, I don't remember, I would have to go back in the archives and look to see when the co-creator of the network was actually on this show, because I've been doing a lot of convention attention on this podcast the last couple of years, but Steve Megatron is back. Hello, sir. How the hell have you been?
I've been.
You've been. Yeah.
My name's not Ben.
Got up and went. Yeah. No. Yes, no. That's not no.
It's funny.
That's not something we need to carve out at all. Yes. And Steve has been writing up a storm on GeekCastRadio.com, and I have taken two of his articles and I've combined various sections of them to talk about podcasting, because why else would we have a podcast that we don't talk about podcasting about on the podcast, right? I guess.
Pretty much. I mean, I like talking podcasts, but I'm a nerd.
Aren't we all? So the reason why I've taken two separate articles that he's done, folks, is because he wrote up really two good articles on GeekCastRadio.com. Boy, there's another topic for another day. Why to unfollow toxic people on social media? Oh, boy, that's a whole other can of worms. But he wrote up The Misnomer of Video Podcasts, Why They Are Not True Podcasts, and Podcast Renaissance, Embracing the Indie Roots and Authentic Voices. So I've read both of these articles. Great write-ups, as always. But I wanted to combine them to put in my own flavor of responding to. It's kind of like, you see, folks, back in the day, 16 years ago, YouTube used to have this thing called video responses. And if you watched a YouTube video, you could actually then record your own response to that person's YouTube video, and you could actually message them, whereas you can't message anybody on YouTube now. You can't even message YouTube on YouTube, because Google, whatever. And that's kind of what this is. So Steve's going to go through several of the points, and I'm going to just give my reaction to them, and we're just going to have a discussion about podcasting.
Yeah, so I obviously wrote about the fact that people don't really understand what a podcast is anymore, because it's just kind of evolved in this weird way over the last, I would almost argue, 6 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Because everybody's like, oh, you need a video podcast. No, it's not a video podcast, guys. It's basically a TV show. It's a stream. It's a live broadcast, or it's a, you know, a video cast. Like, it's not a podcast, which a podcast is a matchup of iPod and broadcast.
So rest in peace, Steve.
Podcast. Yes. So it's basically, you know, it's meant to be this auditory experience. It's meant to be something you focus on, and you don't necessarily have to be watching or have a video component. Or, for instance, like if you've got YouTube and you don't pay for YouTube Premium, you can't shut your screen off for a video show on YouTube or a quote unquote podcast, which is not a podcast. A video demands visual attention. Podcasts, you can do whatever you need to do. Yep. They were great for me, like when I started getting into it and when I started recording and when I, you know, was paying attention to all these different ones and listening. And I had a, you know, Sony Walkman MP3 player and worked at the car dealership, and it kept me entertained all day. So, but I was able to do my job and be entertained mentally while I was being able to physically focus on what I needed to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things where it kind of goes back to one of the questions in the podcast approach questions over on Sierra 2009. What do you see as the biggest differences between podcasting, listening to podcasts, and or podcasting and being on the radio? And the way that I've always considered it is radio was always the, you know, legacy. It was always the commercials, the music, the voices, whereas podcasting is just the voices, unless you need to be annoying and make money and put ads in there that don't need to be in there. Oops, did I say that out loud? And granted, we were guilty of that, but luckily not anymore. However, and I've mentioned this before in my diatribe on how I edit podcasts, I would always bury those ad breaks. That's why I created the ad break that we have is at the end of the show. Is because if you have in, let's say, an hour and 30 minute podcast, the discussion should take up 95% of that time. And then the other 5% can be the intro, the outro, and whatever ads, if you're on a platform that requires you to place ads in your thing to be in there. And the same thing for me, like, you're right, absolutely. Video show requires, premium or not, most of the time when I'm watching YouTube videos, I'm sitting here at my computer because I'm paying attention to whatever, like, and I'm not talking about, YouTube live streaming is a whole different animal. I'm specifically talking about if you put out a video version of this and it's you looking at the camera, talking to the camera, and it's a recorded 5-minute video, that to me takes time. Podcasts, we can record 30 minutes, 45 minutes. An hour and a half, some depending on what it is, sometimes we go longer than an hour and a half. Top 100 countdowns, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, I mean, those take long, I mean, because those are a form, that is a, the top 100 countdowns here at the Geekcast Radio Network, folks, those are literally film events. Like, the top 100 countdowns, if you look at any of them, most of them are 6 parts. Sometimes they're 5. In the beginning, I think they were 5. Whatever. The point is, that's essentially going to half of a Marvel movie marathon. Like, we're going to show you phase 1. And in phase 1, we have 6 movies. Well, that's the same way I look at our top 100 countdowns, is each of those episodes at 2.5 to 3.5 hours long. Yes, you can still go about your day because you're listening on your iDevice or whatever, your Android device or your phone or whatever, that's fine. But the point of a regular podcast episode that covers a single topic, like what we're doing tonight, or like if we do the cartoon stuff on Tooncast or the comic book stuff on the Pullbag, I don't have those shows be, well, with the Pullbag, it just depends on the co-hosts I get, because some people will talk for 3 hours about Transformers comics, but I love those people. But anyway, it's just one of those things where it's a burst transmission, sort of. Not really. Burst transmissions are usually shorter and more frequent, but it's essentially, each episode to me is a burst transmission where you have 30 minutes a week or 45 minutes a week to check in, and usually podcasts, unless they're specifically stated, they're either every other week, so bi-week, they're fortnightly if you want to use the English term, or they're weekly, unless you specifically say, hey, this is going to be a monthly show, we'll come back once a month kind of thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so when we're doing Altered Geek, or when we're doing Studio 2009, or when we're doing any of the shows that we've done in the last 15 and a half, almost say where we're at, the half point now for 15 and a half years of Geekcast Radio Network, it's meant to be like, hey, here's a weekly check-in. And notice, folks, at the top of the show, neither one of us said, hey, how's the weather in your neck of the woods? And that's nothing wrong with that. But that's like, people want you to, you know, introduce yourselves, catch up maybe, hey, how you doing, whatever, but then just get to the topic, which is obviously what we're doing. So for me, when I'm listening to podcasts, perfect example, in 2019, right before Karen and I left for the Pacific Northwest. We were still in Chicago. I think it was right around that time, Mike Laidman and his buddy Chris Blonsky started up Part-Time Nerds, Full-Time Dads. And I had worked with Mike before in the past when we were both working with other people that we no longer work with that will not be mentioned, because apparently mentioning those people is not whatever. So I was like, ooh, Mike's got a new podcast. Cool, I'm going to check it out. They had like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 episodes out, and I marathoned, they're like an hour, hour and a half, I marathoned them in a day. Sat there, did dishes, ate breakfast. Like, it, point is, like Steve already said, if you want to marathon them, you can. You don't have to. But because it's audio, you can go about your day and not have to worry about it. So, yeah, I've always preferred listening over having to sit there and watch something.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent kind of the better part of, you know, 15, 18 years, almost 2 decades doing podcasts. So it's kind of interesting to see how it's evolved, even though I'm kind of not a fan of how it's evolving, but...
Yeah, I don't like the evolution, but...
I don't like the evolution, but it's more so because we're getting to this point where it's super commercial. And quite honestly, like, it makes, like, I mean, that's why I wrote one about, you know, the conventions, and one about, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And it's, we're getting to that point in the podcasting realm where people don't really understand the medium at all, from what it evolved from, you know, when it started from, which was basically a pre-recorded, you know, radio show, mm-hmm. and published as an MP3. Like, it's that was the core of it. That was the heart. That was the soul. That, you know, I have nothing against video shows or, you know, video programs in general. I don't have a lot of time to watch.
Yep.
And so, like, when I do, I'm generally watching something I want to watch anyway, like a Netflix show, or, you know, review content, or Dragon Ball Super at this moment, or Dragon Ball Z. I'm not watching people on YouTube. Plus, it's a huge time suck. Like, I used to watch a lot of people on YouTube and all of these different platforms, and I was like, dude, I don't even remember where my day went. Like, at least I can get something done when I'm doing audio, or like when I've, you know, I was working on my kitchen and I was recording with you and Kai on Discord. I was able to just mute, unmute, you know, kind of set it however I wanted to set it, and kind of still pay attention while I'm doing the work I needed to do. So I understand, you know, sometimes people need the visuals and some people need, you know, different ways of consuming content. But there is a stark difference between a video show and a podcast.
Yeah. And you're so right on the I want to say it was right before. I don't want to sit here and blame 2020, but it was right before all of that happened. And I'm specifically going out of my way not to say any of the names of the thing, but we all know what happened. But it was right before then. I want to say late 2018 throughout 2019, where all of the celebrity podcasts started popping up, and I have no disrespect to any of them that have done it. That's fine. Hell, I listen to several of them. Right now, I'm in, I don't know how many years of listening to Pod Meets World with Danielle Fishel, Ryder Strong, and Will Friedle, where they're recapping every episode of Boy Meets World. So there is that. And I listen to several other celebrity stuff, but I don't listen to... I've never listened to podcasts for celebrities. I like some of the celebrities' podcasts I've listened to that have been able to get interviews with them. You know, over the last 15 and a half years, we've been very lucky to get the interviews that we've gotten. And I can't even go down the list. Go to geekcastradio.com, folks, and check out all the interviews. There's something like, I want to say, 60 or 70, maybe more, that we've done in 15 and a half years. And that's just
easy.
That's just with the famous people. I'm not even counting the podcast series, the GCR and Origin stuff that I started back in the pull bag. I'm talking specifically celebrity interviews that we've done is at least 60 or 70, if not more.
And yeah, just, I mean, there's that. There's the fact that people don't know how to label their stuff.
Yep.
People don't, you know, between terms or just, you know, people not understanding that maybe do some research before you name your podcast. I don't know.
I think that was GCR episode 297, the podcast name game. We did a whole episode all about that.
Yeah. But I mean, it's kind of the main maintaining the true essence and value of what podcasting is. And, you know, there are places for blended media. However, a podcast should be able to function on its own without the video portion.
Yeah.
And it should be authentic. It should, you know, it should improve gradually. You know, people can put up with a lot of things, but poor audio quality is not one of them.
And we learned that the hard way over the last 15 and a half, 17 and a half, however many a half years between the two of us. You know, I still have that very first picture I ever took of myself with that stupid ass headset mic on me that I bought from Walmart at the time. Since then, I've obviously upgraded. I still buy the same, if I can buy the same pair of headphones, I will. I've had the same JVC, what are these? HA700s. I've had the same pair of headphones since 2014. But I keep buying, like, if they break, if they go out, I'm not going to, these are the most comfortable headphones I've ever had. Whether it's listening to music, whether it's gaming, whether it's watching movies or TV or whatever at my computer here, or whether it's sitting here podcasting with you or anybody else, these are the most comfortable headphones for my giant ass noggin. So, yeah, that's the thing. Like, it just doesn't... People just don't understand what podcasting is anymore, because like you say in the two articles, the terminology is just like all over the place. Like,
yeah, I mean, there's the terminology. There's the fact that people are like almost elitist with the gear, which is extremely frustrating to me, because it's like saying, well, you have no right to be in this unless you can have a full studio or a nice backdrop or a camera or a soundboard or a Rode podcast microphone, or, you know, it's just, it's kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I kind of get a little perturbed when it comes to podcasting organizations, or like there's quite a few decent ones, and it's the guys that have been in the space forever that I trust.
Obviously,
and
yeah.
And like, even if I'm not paying for anything like out of their services, like I totally understand, and I can get behind what they're doing, because at least they have been in the space, they understand it. It's not one of those issues where they're out to, I mean, obviously they're going to make a buck, but they're not like ridiculous with it.
They're not out to make, they're going to make the money that they want to make, but they're not out to scam.
They're not doing it at the expense of the podcaster.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah. And you know, like we test all the time, whether it's new equipment, whether it's new hosts, co-hosts, whatever, we always test before we do anything. And again, one of the things about podcasting, audio podcasting, just so I can differentiate it, specifically, it is, as you say in your articles, it is recorded, edited, then published.
Yep.
I have always looked at it that way. Have we tried doing a couple of live things over the years? Yeah, we have, but that gets into video, and that gets into this and that and whatever else. No, I want to sit here, pantsless, in the dark, talking to you people. You know what I mean?
Don't imagine that.
Like, well, no one should ever imagine that. No. But the point is that it doesn't matter what I'm doing. It doesn't matter what, like, I could be standing on my head. As long as my voice was coming out of the right end of the microphone, it would be fine. And we could be having a conversation about Star Wars for 2 hours or Star Trek for 3 hours or whatever, and it would be fine, and nobody would know the difference, whether I'm wearing pants or not, kind of thing. Because it's audio, and that's it. That's all you need. you know, people try to say that the... People have tried to tell me in the past that, oh, YouTube videos are also podcasts. They can be, but specifically to me, I come from the days of, and I just celebrated, I don't know, 15, 16 years of being on YouTube. I think it was October 2nd of 2009 that I uploaded my 5-second YouTube video about the Best Buy Special Edition Batman Superman Public Enemies DVD that came out way back then.
YouTube I remember videos, those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. YouTube videos to me were always 10 minutes or less. Get in, get out, do what you gotta do. If you want to do any of the primping, if you want to do any of, and I'm specifically meaning recorded content, edited content, and then published to YouTube. I'm not talking about live streams. That's a whole other animal in a whole 22nd century thing. I think the longest YouTube video I have is probably the most popular one I have. I think without looking at it, I think it's at 133,000 views, and it was the uploaded YouTube version of the Dark of the Moon episode from 2011 of all things Transformers. Oh, God, I haven't gone back to that in a long time. But yeah, I see them as two uniquely very different things, just like you do. And if I want to watch a YouTube video on a topic, I will come out here to my computer. I will sit down. I will open Chrome. I will go to YouTube and I will watch that video. The difference is that I'm, as you said already, I'm focused on what the person is saying to me that I'm watching the video of. Same thing, like, if I'm, and I haven't done this in years. I haven't just watched TV to watch TV.
I don't even have TV. Like, I just, well, I literally stream, I have a television, but I stream Netflix or whatever to it. Like, yeah. I haven't physically, like, had cable in years.
No, yeah, I know. But, like, same. Like, I pay for internet service, I pay for mobile service, and that's that. Like, I don't have a cable package. I have whatever Xfinity Comcast has on their set-top box. I don't have an actual cable package, but when they're like, oh, but this is free, it's the Xfinity Stream Box. I'm like, okay, fine, as long as you're not charging me anything for that equipment, fine, whatever. And it's got various things on it and whatever else, but I'm saying, like, watching TV like we used to, where we're just watch, like, you know, you go back to the 90s when we were watching cartoons, because, you know, podcasting wasn't around then, obviously, but, like, you're just watching a cartoon to watch the latest episode of your favorite cartoon, whereas now, oh, I've seen 3 episodes of this, let me then make a 2-year podcast where we can go through the whole series. That's the way I think about watching stuff in the context of, what's the next podcast I can set up for? It's how The Beast Unleashed happened. That's how Transformation Animation happened. How all the Transformer stuff that we've done. How any of the review. And that's the other thing with terminology that makes me so upset. All of these podcasts nowadays, they're like, these are recap shows. They're review shows. Your review. Yes, you are recapping the thing you're watching, but you're also reviewing it. You're giving your thoughts and giving a review. It's a review. Oh, my God. That, I can definitely say, was a 2020 term, because it didn't really pop up until all these rewatch podcasts popped up.
Oh, see, those didn't even pop up till during COVID.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Because people didn't have anything better to do. Like, it was just kind of like, and that's why all the microphones and all the gear and everything went through the roof, was because of COVID.
Yep.
And it was funny because I had to explain that to somebody. And they were like, I don't understand why. And I was like, no, microphones that would have cost, you know, $50, $90 were costing like $300, $400 because you just couldn't get them. Whatever was in stock was going, and that was it.
Yep.
And that was also when a lot of the elitist stuff, like, I went to a podcasting convention that was virtual during that time. I mean, I went to a Transformers convention that was virtual too. However, the podcasting convention was it was all like radio companies that had bought up podcast companies and these people that were like these experts in podcasting. And I'm like, I have never heard of any of you people.
That's
like, I don't even know where you came from. Like, and I get, I don't go to the conventions physically. Like, I don't meet a lot of these people. So, I mean, I get that, but I'm also like, I consider myself one of the OGs because I've been around for almost 20 years, but I don't necessarily gauge my success on, you know, how much money I've made or, you know, what big high profile podcast. No, I mean, I'm still doing it. And that's where I see the success. Like I'm also standing up for what I want to, you know, talk about. And I don't care that, you know, my, whatever the company gets bought out and I have to switch or, you know, I've seen a lot of evolution in how the metrics go. I've seen a lot of evolution in the platforms. And I've used a lot of different ones just because I've worked for different companies that have done podcasting and I have a grasp for it. And what's interesting is that even during the convention, like most of the people on there were trying to sell their product or their service. It was not indie podcast friendly. And that's why I also wrote that article too, was because I was like, it's a waste of your time. Like the only thing that came out of that convention that was worthwhile for me, because a lot of it was coming from like iHeartRadio and a lot of it's, and it's like, dude, you either own a TV station or you own a radio station. It's like, you're not in the podcasting space. You want to be.
Yeah.
And you bought up these companies that have it. So you can say you are, or act like you're number one in everything because you're iHeart.
I hate radio.
Well, and I don't necessarily hate them, but they're not doing great financially either. And none of these radio companies are, because they've stretched themselves too thin. They've bought up all the competition. They bought up things they don't understand. It's not like where Disney buys things up because they understand that it's going to print money. Yeah. They buy, you know, they understand there's going to be a hit from the start, but they understand what they can make from it. Radio, I get the vibe that they just buy it because they don't understand it. And they're like, hey, this is the big thing right now. Let's just do it. And then it bites them later. And that's why they've all been filing bankruptcy outside of Town Square Media.
Yeah. Well, they do it because they don't want the competition. And radio used to be competition heavy. And when I say I hate media, what I mean is, the name of the company is iHeartMedia. Usually when I refer to them is, it's not iHeart, it's I hate. Because they don't like media. They don't like radio. They like buying stuff so they don't have to compete with anybody. And with them doing the podcast that they're doing now, with whatever they're doing, I guess, I don't know, I don't pay that much attention to them anymore. I mean, I can do some research, fine, but like, as two people that have built up along with everyone else that we've worked with at GCRN for 15 and a half years, we're approaching, and it isn't about the quantity of the content, it's about the quality, but the fact that we're like closer and closer to 4,000 podcast episodes in 15 and a half years blows my mind. That's what I'm going to brag about, that I have a catalog of stuff. I don't care if it's old. I don't care if it's outdated. I don't care if it's bad. I will still say, hey, you want to see how far I've come in podcasting? Go back to the TFG1 podcast, episode 1. Go back to All Things Transformers, episode 8, when Master Galvatron didn't show up and you were struggling.
Well, I kind of made the unanimous decision to boot him about time. Yeah.
But
I don't know, like, whatever happened to him. I know that he got blacklisted from, like, a Transformers website.
I don't know, but it's just one of those things. My point is, we have both come from places where we started off having to learn this. We started off, like, we knew what we wanted to say, we just didn't have the right people around us to say it. And I told, you know, when you and I first met on Twitter X number of years ago, I said, hey, I have this idea. And you're like, okay, cool. We kind of went back and forth on All Things Transformers, TFG1, and then everything else happened, and all the 15 and a half years later, whatever. Like, we both come from a learning experience. We didn't start GCRN knowing everything. We weren't a huge conglomerate that was trying to come into the space and take it over. We were just at the end of the day, podcasting for me is hanging out with my friends for 2 or 3 hours a week, if that. In my case, because I have more, this is essentially full time for me. I have more time than Steve does most days, but like this week alone, by the time you guys are hearing this, I have recordings every night this week. And that wasn't happening 15, 16 years ago when I first started. I usually just did one show a week, and that was that. But because we've gotten to the point of building where we are, and we have so many different shows, and I have the time on my hands to do the stuff, if I have a topic that's some, like, literally Thursday night, October 17th, I'll sit here and date this podcast, I don't care. October 17th, I have 3 recordings, 2 with one person and 1 with a different person. One, we're going to record the Halloween episode for Studio 2009, whereas the Chaos Queen and I are going to be reviewing Once Bitten. Once Bitten.
Jim Carrey?
40 years old. Yep.
Is that Jim Carrey?
Yep. We'll be 40 years old next year. Now, the only reason why we are doing it for Halloween this year is because I don't want to wait a whole friggin' year to celebrate the 40th anniversary. But yes, it's Jim Carrey. We'll talk about this here now, even though we're supposed to be talking about podcasting. Funny thing about that movie is I didn't see it until after I saw The Mask in 1996. So I went back, whatever the math is on 96, 85, 11 years. I went back 11 years and I was like, holy crap, Jim Carrey was an actor before. And I knew he was because of In Living Color, but I thought Ace was his acting debut as far as film. Apparently it wasn't, but yeah, Once Bitten, oh man, oh boy, that movie. It's probably one of the only horror movies because it's a teen. What did Wikipedia describe it as? It's a teen comedy horror film. And the way that I described it in my Facebook post that I made about it, it was like, yeah, it's basically Teen Wolf, but with vampires, essentially, instead of werewolves. But yeah, we're going to do that. And then my buddy Jesse Jackson, who does Set Lusting Bruce and Perfectly Good Podcast, I'm going to do his podcast approach over on Studio 2009. So again, folks, 30 questions all about podcast listening and producing. And then he's going to have me on his show where he's having people pick out several Bruce Springsteen albums, specifically one album that they want to be on, because he's doing one album for every day of, I think it's October or November, might be November. It's like 30 days of podcast. That's the other thing with podcasting. I don't know where this 30 days of podcasting thing came from, but apparently, and again, I have to do the research on this, and maybe I'll have to make a correction next podcast episode for this show, but somehow, some way, November ended up being podcaster month, because some people are doing this 30-day podcast challenge. So November 1st to November 30th, putting out a podcast a day. Now, for me, that's usually every other summer. But I'm like, where did this come from? But it is what it is. So my point in saying all of that is we come from humble beginnings. We are still humble. We still think of ourselves as authentically indie. And yes, we are a network. Yes, all that and everything else. And yes, we've built up this catalog. But at the end of the day, we're still two very different people that get along. Like, I know what Steve wants to talk about on podcasts. I'm not going to sit here and bring him an idea that I know he has no interest in whatsoever. Like, Steve wouldn't want to do... Steve would not want to have done the 12 months of Star Wars on Studio 2009, so I didn't even ask him. I started with one person, and then I moved to a different host because the other person and I fell out of whatever. And that's about to wrap up. Like, you know, so and the same thing with Steve. Steve's not going to bring me an idea that... I mean, he might bring me a fresh idea, something new, something different, but he's not going to bring me an idea for a podcast show, an episode, a new podcast overall, whatever, and he's not going to come to me and say, hey, let's do this, and I'll be like, really? You really want me to go through horror movies? You know me better than that.
I hate horror movies too, but okay, it would be like me going through and being like, hey, I want you to cover Dragon Ball Z in its entirety with me.
That would never happen.
Dragon Ball Z through Super and in the convoluted timeline they're in. Yeah. It's just I know that that's not something you care about, and no.
We play to each other's strengths.
Yes, but I mean, like, I have this love of it, but I also watched it on Toonami a lot. And I had a website for Dragon Ball Z back in the day. Like, I ran one and learned graphic design through, like, I did a Transformers site first, then I did a Dragon Ball Z site. I ran that for more years than I ran the Transformers site, and then I dropped the Dragon Ball Z site, and then I came back with a Transformers site until we founded Geekcast Radio.
Yep.
So, I mean, I changed the name, and it was a lot of learning, and I still can find stuff, like, provided archive.org comes back.
Archive.org went away.
You missed a lot. They got hacked by some organization, and they ripped all of the data, like this hacker group, and because they were lumping them in like they were part of the U.S. government, and they were throwing a, you know, political tantrum. And so in doing so, they threw this big political tantrum and blamed them. And it's like, dude, they're a nonprofit that have nothing to do with the government. They were just archiving things for preservation purposes. And so now they're like, the archive.org part of the Wayback Machine, nothing happened to it. They took it down on purpose to prevent these bad actors from destroying it. The rest of archive.org, it's kind of hard to know what's still there.
Boy.
And so, yeah, I mean, podcasting has been this up and down roller coaster, but I mean, for the most part, it's kind of stayed to its roots outside of the people that have kind of come in fresh and have no idea what they're getting involved with.
And again, that's one of the reasons why, and I'm not just sitting here promoting for it, but that's one of the reasons why I do podcast approach, where I'm talking to people like Steve, like Optimus Solo, like a bunch of other people. I think we have, I don't know, something like that's the shortest of all the GCRN Origins series, but I've talked to all these people and gotten all their opinions, but they're people that have been in the space to give those new people the information, you know, to say, hey, here's a good resource. If you want an hour and a half of learning about how somebody does their podcasts, go listen to this episode, go listen to that episode, whatever you want to do.
And I feel like that's, I think I've also hit this point now where it's like, I've hit master status. I need to also pass it down, like re-educate the newbies coming in.
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, I still do, you know, I'm still doing like some audio drama work. I'm still doing, you know, our podcast stuff. I have an idea for the bringing back the Dragon Ball Z website idea as the podcast, not as a website, because I just I don't want to do that. If I did, it would be like a sub-site of the current site, and it would basically filter in the posts from, like, it would be a themed experience of Dragon Ball with the same Dragon Ball like content from GCRN. So,
absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, I've kind of hit this point where it's like, I'm master status. I need to pass on the information. I need to teach a new generation. Like, and I kind of learned that with getting to teach some kids at like a local Boys and Girls Club over the summer. Like, I had to put together a PowerPoint presentation. I had to present it. And it was a small group. It was like 15 kids, but it's funny because I've done quite a lot of different things in the podcast sphere. Like, teaching was not one of them, but I've gotten to host, you know, a Star Trek trivia night at, you know, Michigan Science Center. I've gotten to there's been a lot of different things I've gotten to do in the podcasting realm. And so, like, it's been interesting, at least this year, with the evolution with 15 years of GCRN and kind of getting to experience these areas of podcasting I hadn't been able to before.
Yeah. Well, and your job your job trajectory has changed over the last 15 and a half years. You know, like you said,
quite a bit.
You were just working at the car dealership doing stuff, and now you're in media full time. Sort of.
Well, I worked at the car dealership, but I also worked at Little Caesars, which is why I would record, you know, at midnight.
Yep.
Eastern time zone, like,
yeah,
but I was up too, and we would record until like 3 a.m. or whatever, and I'd have to go to work at like 7.
Mm-hmm. The good like old crazy days, person.
Yeah, or like where Mary used to go to work at 5 a.m. and we used to get up and record an episode at like 5 a.m. I don't miss those days.
No,
I barely wake up with enough energy to move at 5 a.m. when I have to get up and work out so that my joints work.
Yeah.
But
the only way nowadays that I've done 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m. podcasts is if it's because I have a guest that is across the pond over in the UK kind of thing. So if it's like 5 hours ahead of our time, if it's noon for them or 1 p.m. for them, I'm fine. I'm usually up anywhere from 4 to 7 a.m. anyway, but just because I'm awake between 4 to 7 a.m. does not mean I am functioning properly unless, you know, I smack myself a few good times just to wake up. So, or splash some water on my face. So there's that. But overall, folks, podcasting and videos, they're two different things. The point of wanting to do this episode was the conversation we just had, but also to just say that, you know, if you need help doing podcasting or if you need help learning how to do podcasts, I'm always around. I can always, you know, do the best I can, like with the audio and the editing and things like that, whatever else. Now, the website stuff, that's something you gotta, you know, email feedback at geekcastradio.com for.
Well, and the thing is people need to learn, don't always follow the trends. Follow what your experience is, what your things that you have a perspective on or that you know about or care about. Like, don't just follow a trend. Because I think for a short time I was trying to do that with even Altered Geek. Like, I was like, oh, what am I going to cover? What am I going to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was constantly chasing.
Yeah.
Constantly chasing. Like, I still pull from news, but I'm more so, it's more so curated in a sense. Like, I collect multiple things over the span of like a couple of weeks. And then I'm like, I'm jotting them down, bookmarking them, saving them. And then when enough things in that space collate together, I end up recording on it to discuss it. But I am also covering a lot of like new things in tech, a lot of new things in like entertainment, or you know, more so the things, not necessarily like, oh, did you hear the rumor mill on the news?
No, it's
like
we have never been rumor mill. Never.
Well, Altered Geek was
a little bit, but
it started on one.
Okay, yeah, it started on one, but just
things Transformers never has been. Like, we were like,
no.
We've always been kind of, you know, if there's a point to recording, we'll record. If there's not a point to recording, we don't.
Yep.
So, like, if there's some great news or some stuff we're, like, hyped up about or some stuff that we've got some commentary on that may not be exciting, then we discuss it. And then if not, we just kind of drop the rest of it and forget about it because we don't really do the rumor mill.
Yep, nope.
I'm not going to feed that beast, you know?
No.
Unlike certain websites that constantly are dumping that crap on Facebook.
Yeah, we are not going to unleash that beast. After all, it's a monster that we don't want to drink.
That was actually a great play on words. Doesn't happen very often, but that was actually pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, I can be clever when I choose to be, even at, you know, 11 p.m. Eastern time. But yeah, folks, podcasting, it is its own animal. It is its own beast. And if you want to unleash it, just check out the Geekcast Radio Network, geekcastradio.com. We are going to ignore that and go to a quick ad break for some other podcasts that we enjoy here at GCRN. We'll be right back right after this.
Batmobile! Ignition!
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Cheerscast, the podcast where everybody knows your name. Slide up to the bar alongside Ryan Daly and a rotating cast of guest hosts as they celebrate the long-running, award-winning television series, one hilarious episode at a time. New episodes of Cheerscast drop every Thursday, part of the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The Geekcast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Hey, Jared, I have this idea for a new show for the network.
What is it?
You know how I liked the 1990s comic book series, The New Warriors?
Yeah, yes. Yep.
And you know how at the Long Boss Crusade we're trying to get the YouTube channel going?
Yes, also correct.
Well, thanks. So, how about you and me do a live stream show about The New Warriors? You've never read the books before, and I have them, and so that's a great setup. We could give it a catchy name, like Come Out to Play. Don't you think that's the greatest idea?
Sure, Delvin, that's a great idea. Just one question.
Yeah?
Why do you have me dangling off this ledge, holding me by only one arm?
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll get it soon, I hope. Come Out to Play, a New Warriors podcast, comes to you live on YouTube every second Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Long Box Crusade channel. If you can't watch it there, we replay them on the Long Box Crusade Network podcast feed, available anywhere podcasts can be found. We invite you to come along for the ride, or in other words, New Warriors, come out to play, yay!
Best in science fiction, join Mark Baumgarten, Vicky Jakubowski, Zion Kiros, and Juan San Miguel on the award-winning podcast Marku 42's Universe. Doctor Who, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Trek, and more are all fair game with Marku 42, which has been around since 2012 in one form or another. Marku 42's Universe is proud to be a part of Geekcast Radio Network, the best place to get your geek on. Listen to us bi-weekly or weekly if we have a topic relevant for you, our listeners. Marku 42 on Geekcast Radio Network, a match made in a galaxy near you.
Do you know John Hiatt songs?
Maybe you know them from being covered by Roseanne Cash, Three Dog Night, the Neville Brothers, Emmylou Harris, Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Jeff Healey, Bonnie Raitt, or literally hundreds of others.
Maybe you have some of his albums on your shelf, or in your cow-horned Cadillac right now.
I'm Jesse Jackson.
And I'm Sylvan Groff.
And we're going to dive in from A to Z. Join us on the Perfectly Good podcast.
We're going to discuss all of your favorites and uncover some forgotten gems, from Aces Up Your Sleeve to Zero House.
Rate and debate every John Hiatt song on the Perfectly Good podcast. Have a little faith.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music. I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week. If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car. Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
All right, folks, we are back here on GeekCast Radio. And yeah, we're not going to do a topic. We're not going to do a discussion without us actually being passionate about it here at the Geek. We're not, like you said before, trends don't help us. What helps
not really.
What helps us in the podcast that both Steve and I do is finding the stuff that we really want to talk about, whether that's with each other or other people. Like, you're more Android than Apple, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, when I wanted to do an iPhone catch-up podcast, I was not going to ask Steve, and little did I know, in episode 340 of this podcast, Mike Powers and I spent 2.5 hours talking about the iPhone and Apple. But yeah, that's not Steve's bag, and that's okay.
No, I loathe Apple, like, with a passion.
Rotten hanging fruit.
I hate Apple.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, folks, I don't know. The whole reason why I even brought up the iPhone episode was because originally in the outro of that episode, I was going to have Mike back on to talk about his career being a movie projectionist, because I find that fascinating, and that ties into a whole other aspect of movies that we could talk about here on the flagship show. But I don't know what's coming up next. I don't know when the next episode is going to be for GeekCast Radio. It might be a new interview, actually. Yeah, there's probably going to be a couple of new interviews in the next couple of weeks, most likely. So I can't tell you off the top of my head what those are at this point in time, but interviews will be coming
out of his ears.
And out of his mouth. So we hope you enjoyed this episode of GeekCast Radio. Wish you'll join us next time. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
You've just heard a podcast from the GeekCast Radio Network. If you enjoyed this discussion, head over to GeekCastRadio.com to check out this episode's post for more insights and links. Interact with the show, feedback at GeekCastRadio.com, or interact with us on X at GeekCastRadio and on Facebook at GeekCast Radio Network. Don't forget to subscribe to the GeekCast Radio Network of podcasts on your favorite podcatcher. So until next time, unleash the